ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea's former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has been one of hundreds of citizens stranded in Australia because of COVID-19 border closures. But when he finally returned home on the weekend, police were there to greet him. He's been charged with misappropriation, official corruption and abuse of office over the purchase of two generators for 50 million kina, or almost 22 million Australian, back in 2013. But the former PM, who was forced to stand aside after growing pressure this time a year ago, claims, quote, shadowy figures are behind the arrest. Our PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting joins us now. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Carly.
Now, Natalie, it wasn't really the welcome home that Mr. O'Neill was expecting. What happened?
That's right. As you mentioned, Mr. O'Neill has been among many Papua New Guineans who've been in Australia during this lockdown period. He flew back in to PNG on Saturday, the afternoon when he landed in Port Moresby. He was arrested and taken in for questioning in relation to this investigation. So he spent Saturday evening being questioned by police, and at the end of that, as you mentioned, police have charged him with one count of misappropriation, one count of official corruption and one count of abuse of office.
Now, these are related to the purchase of those generators. Do we have any further details about the generators in question and who the alleged seller is?
We do. It's through an Israeli company. There is some confusion. The fraud squads told me that the name of the check was different to the name of the company that was meant to be going to. So there's some conjecture around that. Now, Mr. O'Neill has said that these were purchased to prevent blackouts in Leigh and Port Moresby in 2013. He's defended the purchase process. However, the Assistant Commissioner of Crimes has alleged that they were purchased without a proper procurement process, without the approval of Parliament, without tender process.
Mr. O'Neill has also suggested that the current Prime Minister, James Marape, who was the Finance Minister at the time, should also be charged. What else has Mr. O'Neill had to say?
Well, Mr. O'Neill has said that the case is highly politicised. He has said that, as you mentioned, that there are some dark and shadowy figures working behind the scenes. He said he's looking forward to his day in court, quote, so that the truth can prevail and this injustice corrected and exposed. So he has defended the process, but also in that statement that he released, he has said that if the police are independent, why isn't Mr. Marape being charged, as he was the finance minister at the time? So he's certainly brought Mr. Marape into this, as Mr. Marape was the finance minister in 2013.
And so what has the current PNG Prime Minister James Marape said, in both in terms of the arrest of Mr. O'Neill and the fact that Mr. O'Neill is kind of pointing the finger at him?
Yeah, so we've seen a brief statement from Mr. Marape released on Facebook, saying that he's reassuring the nation that he won't be impeding the work of police as Prime Minister. He did also urge people to respect Mr. O'Neill and the legal process, but in that statement he said that finance ministers were last in the chain of approval process, and also offered to be submit a witness statement as part of the investigation. So I think there's still some more to unfold.
Indeed. And in that Facebook post that Mr. Marape wrote, he did, as you said, ask for people to be respectful and, quote, refrain from public commentary. But what has been the reaction from the PNG community to Mr. O'Neill's arrest?
Oh, obviously it is attracting a lot of attention, as it would out of any country. As with these issues, it's a highly politicised in terms of people's responses. You know, there are people who are supporting Mr. O'Neill. There are people who aren't. I mean, I don't know that the conjecture is going to help anything in the legal process, but obviously it is attracting a lot of attention. And this is an issue. Obviously, we saw the attempt last year to arrest Mr. O'Neill over a different issue and him seeking a court injunction and challenging the validity of that warrant. So, you know, this more broadly is an issue that that Papua New Guineans have been following for some time.
And Natalie, could there be more arrests on the cards?
Well, that's what's been indicated to us by the head of the fraud squad. He has outlined the matters that are being investigated, and he says he does expect more arrests to be made soon.
Finally, Natalie, where is Mr. O'Neill now? Like I said, he was he boarded a plane from Brisbane to Port Moresby. Presumably, he's now got to do the 2 weeks of quarantine. So where will he be doing this?
Well, the police have told us that that he will be allowed bail and they'll expect him to quarantine at his own residence for the next 14 days. So that's what we've been told officially by police.
So he's allowed to go home and not in one of the hotels that, you know, other people who have to travel back home might be forced to quarantine in?
That was certainly what was said in the statement sent out by police. It did say in his own residence.